brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. The controversy over intensive pat-downs by security screeners has kind of mellowed a little bit in the last few weeks. It was reached a fever pitch over Christmas. But the problems linger, and the screeners are actually forbidden by the TSA from speaking to the media, so we've never really heard their side of the story. Ron Moore is a former screener and a former union head for the what are now called the Transport Security Officers. And he hears from screeners all the time, and he's offering their point of view on how things work from that side of the X-ray machine. Ron, how are screeners feeling about their jobs these days?
Well, I think screeners in general feel pretty beat up, and it's, you know, when you have a job, you're hearing things in the media or on talk radio on your way to work, and then you go into work and you have this job where you're dealing with the public who are overwhelmingly very not upset in terms of how they treat the screeners. But in general, you know, you're hearing these things, and people do occasionally come in with this agenda and want to sort of raise issues with them. And at some point, the screeners just feel like, at the end of the day, they're the problem. Whether it's the passenger, whether it's management, they're stuck in the middle while they're serving and doing a great job.
There seems like there's been a fair bit of turnover in the employees and the employment of screeners at airports. Let's touch a little bit on that and training.
Yeah, the turnover, the attrition rate in the first few years at TSA was well over 20%. Now, and the morale was extremely low. And basically, it was a workplace where screeners didn't have collective bargaining rights. TSA was exempt from Title V, which what that means is that the normal civil service rights that a federal employee would have, TSOs didn't have those rights. What that did was sort of create an atmosphere of instability in the workplace, so that whether it was a disciplinary issue or scheduling or, you know, you could name any number of issues that workers deal with every day and just need clarity about the rules, it was frustrating, and it would lead to people moving on. Or the recertification process would lead to many screeners in the early days, especially being fired, because it was a really flawed process. So, you know, the training was affected by the attrition rate, because to really do training, you have to take TSOs off the checkpoint. You have to take them somewhere and train them. And TSA just simply didn't have the staffing to make that happen. And so we were really falling behind in terms of having the training that Congress mandated. And of course the airlines want to see passengers moving through those checkpoints. Of course they do, and they want to see the lanes open. You start shutting down lanes to take someone to do training, it creates backups. And so it wasn't managed very well. And so you would have cases where there would be inconsistent performance and where changes would happen quickly, policy changes, I mean, but there really wasn't time to sit down, go through the new procedures to train people, make sure they're doing it right, and make sure they understand how to do it, and then go from there. And, you know, so we see the result of that in the turnover, in the training, and in the morale.
The latest controversy with the intensive pat-downs and the tremendous amount of media coverage and YouTube videos and everything, how were frontline transport security officers dealing with the intense scrutiny that they came under, and how did they feel about having to do what they had to do?
Well, transportation security officers go through some pretty intense training at the very beginning, and you can imagine that it takes a while to learn how to do these pat-downs, to be comfortable with them. You know, it's bad enough of how a passenger may feel, but you really have to learn how to not be squeamish about doing a thorough job. So, you know, the fact of the matter is that this controversy can make TSOs feel uncomfortable about doing their job properly, yet they know they still have to do it properly, and they know when they go to work that generally they don't get complaints, there aren't problems, and that people sometimes come in sort of ready to raise a ruckus, and that can be a problem if a passenger raises a question or a problem, but they do it in a way that creates a distraction on the checkpoint, as opposed to asking questions, which they should ask, or asking to speak to a supervisor. That's all perfectly appropriate, but when it gets to be sort of a media frenzy, or when passengers are allowed to come in and record our process, that part doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. And in the early days, you weren't allowed to photograph or take videos of what we were doing because it seemed like that was a form of surveillance.
Well, something that we hear from our readers all the time, and we've run opinion pieces on it ourselves, is that the overwhelming feeling is that the security process at an airport is useless. It's a charade. It's a stage managed exercise to make people feel safe. How do screeners feel about the function that they play in aviation security?
Well, you know, there's no process probably that Americans go through so routinely that's in part based on secret information. Obviously, I can't talk about certain things. Screeners, you know, the agency can't tell about everything that all the information that they have. And so, you know, in a sense, the fact that there really haven't been any incidents, you know, that we've really haven't let anything get through, that we've been pretty thorough, and that all they can talk about is the idea that this is sort of theater. In a sense, it's a compliment of the professionalism of the TSOs, but I understand that they're cynical, that passengers sort of get so used to something. After a couple of years, TSA was really scaled back, and Congress really lost its desire to continue to fund the entire security apparatus that was originally planned for TSA. And so I understand that folks are cynical, but, you know, the question always comes back to, well, what would you do differently? How would you do? What process would you put a family member, someone that's on a plane with a family member? What would you cut back on? What would you allow on the plane? It's difficult. You know, you're really trying to work on the fly, so to speak. You have to be thorough. You have to try to be nice to people, of course, and get everyone through. But believe me, from the inside, we don't look at it as theater, and we learn things that are very, very serious, and we take it very seriously because the terrorists only have to be right once. You know, we have to be right 100% of the time, and that's a burden that TSOs have to carry on the job every day.
Appreciate your time today, Ron. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset, Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.